Let's unite our hearts in prayer. Lord, we thank thee for this day that thou hast given unto us, thou hast brought us safely throughout this day with all the dangers that are present really in every moment. Oh Lord, thou was with us and has brought us safely to this evening where we are able to gather together with thy word before us. And indeed, it is a blessing, and may we feel that blessing, and may we open our hearts, O Lord, to thy word, that thou would, as thou wilt speak to us, that we will grasp and understand the lessons of the Spirit. We pray, Lord, for thy presence, that thou would be with us and speak to our hearts. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Dear ones, let's read together with God's help from Galatians chapter number 5. Galatians chapter number 5. I desire to begin with verse 13 to the end. Želim da se pročita iz Galašanima 5. glava, početak od 13. broj. Brethren, ye have been called unto liberty, only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. But if ye bite and devour one another, take heed that ye be not consumed one of another. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. But if ye be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. May God bless us. We have a beginning in what we have read here, dear ones, that we have been called unto liberty. And it tells us here, use not liberty as occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. And if we consider, as the brother led us in prayer, he mentioned that God is love, and he has shown his love. He's revealed his love to us. And if we say we love the Lord, what is our life that would reveal that? The expression of God's love was shown. It was revealed. We see that God does love us. And so, what is our expression in our return that we love the Lord? In the first chapter Apostle Paul says that he gave himself for our sins so that he might deliver us from the present evil world according to the will of God and our Father. So Jesus gave himself to deliver us from the evil world, or the world that is run by the prince of darkness, Satan. And so he gave himself so he would save us from that. And he calls us here that we are to serve one another with love. And as we read this portion of scripture that we have read together, I thought on it. Brother John had spoken a lot from this portion of scripture not long ago, and we read this past Sunday of the Lord Jesus saying that he must depart in order for the Spirit to come. And it was very important that the Spirit of God would come. He had to leave for the Spirit to arrive. And without the Spirit, his disciples would have been lost. There would be no Christianity without his Spirit's presence in the world. And so as we read and thought of the Spirit coming, what is his purpose? What is the Spirit's purpose? We can't just take him lightly. He came for a purpose. And that purpose is for us to walk in the Spirit. So we are to walk in the Spirit. And how is that walk in the Spirit? You know, we are not like God, where God doesn't, the Bible tells us, he cannot be tempted by evil. So God never begins our day, because he has no days. So let's talk about our day. He doesn't begin our day and say, I have to be good, or I have to do this, or I need to watch for this. There's no such thing with God. God is love. God is holy, righteous altogether. Everything is perfect. But we, in this flesh, it tells us here that the flesh and the Spirit are striving against. The Spirit is against the flesh, and the flesh is against the Spirit. And they're contrary one to another. We are in the flesh. And so we have to subdue the flesh. And it tells us in the second chapter, verse 20 of Galatians, says, I am crucified with Christ. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. But he says, yet not I. So Paul is saying, I have been crucified with Christ, but I'm alive. But it's not me. Why? Because I've crucified the flesh. And so it's Christ that lives in me. And this is his Spirit. This is the Spirit of Christ that is within us. He says, and Christ lives in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh. So the flesh is not eradicated in the sense that we are no longer in the flesh. The flesh is here. We know that. We live in it. He says, but I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. So God loved me and gave himself for me. And in the hymn I just read as we sat together this evening to open the service, it says in hymn number 344, it says, where he says here, he lives by the faith of the Son of God. So And in the hymn writer says, let my faith in love find fruitage. Let my faith in love find this fruit that we have read about. So God is love. And we begin, as we read this portion of Scripture, that we'd like to just really focus on verse 22 and 3 and the close here. It says, the fruit of the Spirit is love. That's the fruit of the Spirit is. And we read here that the fruit is not fruits. It doesn't say the fruits of the Spirit are, and then it gives us the nine fruits as individually. It's not written that way, and we can't make it that way. The fruit is singular, and that fruit is love. The fruit of the Spirit is love. And the fruit of love is all of this combined. You cannot leave one of those out and say that you have love. You can't say you have love but not have a long suffering. You don't have love then. Because the Apostle Paul's letter to the Corinthians tells us that. Charity suffereth long. Love suffereth long. Love is kind. What is kind? Love is. So it's not, you know, you can be kind and not have love. You can show kindness, but in you really is that love of God is not there. But so I can today tell myself, okay, I'm going to be careful to do, and that's why this isn't a list of do's and don'ts. The Apostle Paul doesn't do that. He doesn't give the Christian a list of do's and a list of don'ts. He says, the fruit of the Spirit is love. And with that, dear ones, everything falls into that. Because love doesn't do those things. So if we just think about God, God loves us. And God, it tells us, He is a jealous God. And He has a reason to be jealous. Because love is jealous. God doesn't want he who loves me so much that He gave His Son for me. He loves you so much that He gave His Son for you. He has a right. Love has a right to be jealous. Because love will not allow you to love someone else. He loves you with that love that He doesn't want to see you give your love to anyone else. It's just like in a marriage. You can't say, that jealousy is right. You belong to me. And you cannot share that love with another. And so God has loved us so much that He gave His Son for us. And so love is an expression here that we read in chapter 13 of Corinthians. Says love never fails. And so, dear ones, when we fail, why did we fail? Why did we fail? We gave place, as the flesh wars against the Spirit, we ourselves, because of the lack of love, we fail. And so can I display this fruit? Can I say, okay, so I need to make sure that I have joy and peace and long-suffering and gentleness and goodness and faith and meekness and temperance? Can I look to check off these item by item to make sure that those are on full display during my day? I can tell you, brothers and sisters and dear friends, that I can show those things and not have love. But if I have love, I will have those things, and they flow from a heart of love. And so, when I have love, it is the fruit of the Spirit. Why? Because, again, we can go back to the fruit of the vine. God is looking for fruit. He is looking for fruit. And that fruit is in our abiding in Him. So the fruit of the Spirit, this is not your fruit. Because if you produce meekness, you produce kindness, it's your fruit. It's not good for anything. But when I abide in the vine, and the fruit of the Spirit is love. The fruit of the Spirit is love. He fills me with love, and that fruit is alive. The works of the flesh is all done in the realm of death. Everything that is worked for is done in a realm where death abides. But fruit is life. Fruit is an expression of life in the vine, in Jesus Christ. And so our focus, brothers and sisters and dear friends, has to be simply, do I love? And how can I love? Love, we read in the hymn, faith is as I just like to read it again, because I think it's really beautifully expressed there. Love, let my faith in love find fruitage. So my faith in God finds its fruit in love. So what is it that you and I must have? Because the love is a fruit of the Spirit. Love is a fruit of the Spirit. It's not mine. What is it that saves us? Again, we have to go back to what is it that saves us? By faith, you're saved. And in that faith in Christ, his work on the cross, his display, the ultimate display of love to us was his son on the cross. And my faith has to take me there. And I believe. And when I believe, I will find that fruit of the Spirit, love. And when I love, dear ones, it says here, it says, use not liberty as an occasion to flesh, but by love serve one another. For all of the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, love your neighbor as thyself. So the law is fulfilled. Love is the fulfilling of the law. And so there's only one law for us. You know, we can turn to the Ten Commandments. And we can read. And we can read of joy and peace and long-suffering. And we can look to check those things off. But really what we must really look to is our faith. Where is my faith? And does my faith find love and fruit of the Spirit? Is my faith such that I believe what God has spoken? Because when we look at the work of the flesh here, the works of the flesh are manifest in these things. They're shown that you live by the flesh and not by the Spirit. And when we look at those things, none of them are something that we would say we want to strive for. But all of those flow out of a heart that is not regenerated. A heart that is not made new. A heart that did not go to the cross. And so when we see these works, do we say within ourselves, okay, I'm going to go today and I'm going to create strife? No, we don't. That's why you can't go and say, I'm going to go and show kindness today. That's what I'm going to do today. You don't do that. Because what is in you is what will come out. And so, you know, when we do create strife or seditions or wrath is expressed, it's because something is done against me. Whenever there's something that is against me, I'm going to retaliate in that way because you have violated something that I believe I am worthy more of than what you are giving me. Love doesn't do that. Love is not found. Love will never express something against you. I cannot be angry at you because you put me down. I can't. Because love doesn't do that. Strife does. The works of the flesh does. And so if we look back on our days and we consider, how am I living my life? Because that was a very, very critical matter that Jesus spoke when he said, I must depart in order for the Spirit to arrive. The Spirit must come. Why? So that we could walk in the Spirit. We have to walk in the Spirit. And so we have to ask ourselves, so if the Spirit came, he came. He is here. And I have been baptized in the death of Christ. I have said that I've been crucified to this, that I've crucified the flesh, that I no longer live, but yet Christ lives in me. Christ, the hope of glory, Christ lives in me. And so the Spirit of God is directing me to a life of Christ. And so now we have to ask ourselves, is this the life that I am living? Without simply saying, well, you know, I'm still in the flesh, because look, he says I'm still in the flesh. So that's why I can still do these things. No. He says that's the work of the flesh. You don't live in the flesh. You don't submit to the flesh. You submit to the law of love. And when you fulfill that, you fulfilled all the law. And so that's why God says, or Jesus says, that the greatest commandment of all is to love the Lord thy God with all thy mind, thy heart, and thy soul. Only faith can produce that love. It is a fruit of the Spirit. You can't create that love within yourself, and I can't either. But without it, we have no life. There's no fruit. We're severed from the vine without love. And love is, we read in Corinthians 13 what love is and what love doesn't do. And so when he said the fruit of the Spirit is love, is there joy? Is there joy that, not something that we go about creating, but a joy that takes us through the troubles of life, and they are many. The peace that envelops our souls and our hearts, knowing that we are in the love of Christ, that Christ lives in me. Not because I was baptized, not because I gave my life way back when to a certain day, but because I love my Lord, because my faith is in him. And faith in him, dear ones, produces repentance. The Acts of the Apostle says that. And so when we look at our past week, even just today, I'm sure we don't have to look further than today to see, was there any expression of anything but the love of God in my life today? What was being produced? Paul says, if you live in the Spirit, walk. Let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vain glory. So don't be desirous of a vain glory. In other words, some kind of glory that I would receive from a man. We need to provoke one another to good works. And we don't do that when we express wrath, seditions, strife, separations. That's not a product of love. And so we're not provoking one another to good works. We're provoking to do evil. It says to know There's no law against this fruit that grows on the vine that is in Christ. There's no law against it. There's no law that can regulate love. Where did Christ say, okay, at this point, love is enough? He emptied himself for us. Not so that we could be saved in our sins, because he wouldn't have had to come then. He wouldn't have had to come. God wouldn't send his only begotten Son to die for a man so that he could live in the flesh. Then his death is unnecessary. But God gave his Son so that we would have victory over sin and walk in the Spirit. So Paul's saying, if we live, or if we claim that we live in the Spirit, he says, then let us walk in the Spirit. And how do we do that? By bringing forth the fruit that God is looking for. He says, this I say, walk in the Spirit, and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. So if we look back on our days and we fulfilled the lust of the flesh, and lust today is a word that is used primarily for sexual sins, but here it's being used for everything that is the desire of the flesh. It could be pride, it could be anything. So if we look on our days gone by, have I fulfilled the lust of the flesh in any way? Because Paul is saying, walk in the Spirit and you will not fulfill those things. So if you say you are it says if we say that we live in the Spirit, if we are living in the Spirit, then we are walking in the Spirit and we are not fulfilling the lust of the flesh. Because if we are fulfilling, then we're not walking in the Spirit. And so then how can we claim oneness with God if we give our lives over to walking in the lust of the flesh? He said, if you bite and devour one another, look how awful that sounds. If you bite and devour one another, what does that? It's man's lusts of the flesh, anger, an expression. Because why? Because you have put me down in some way. And there's an anger that develops and it will be expressed. Because it will be made manifest as we see here through these things. It's a work of the flesh. And so, my dear brothers and my dear sisters and my dear friends, when we consider our Lord who came and gave himself for us, he came to cleanse us of our sins, and he came to give us victory over sin, so that we may, because God is love. It's the most sublimest phrase that we could ever utter. God is love. That's what the Apostle John says. God is love. That's who he is. And so if he, as God, can submit, surrender, and allow man to buffet him, beat him, hang him on a cross, we can't you know, where he says that charity bears all things, endures all things. What does that? Love does. What took Christ upon that cross to bear everything? Love did. And so Paul, even as he closes that chapter on love, he said the greatest of these is charity, because God is love. And so, my dear brothers and dear sisters, as we consider the Spirit of God and how He has come, and He is here and He is in our hearts, and we say that we walk in the Spirit, we live in the Spirit, let us consider, is this really a life of love that is being made manifest? My life. If someone would look at me in my day and say, this man is a man that loves God. Not seeking vainglory, but it is an expression that cannot be mixed in with all the works of the flesh. Anyone that expressing, making their life, showing those things, no one will put us on a level of a man who loves the Lord. But when we love the Lord, those things will be seen. And may God be with us, dear ones, as we consider our days, our life. We say the Spirit of God lives in us, and He does by faith. And so when He does, let's see to it that our love is perfect and pure, when it is willing to go to the cross and crucify this flesh so that we could live in the Spirit. May God bless His word upon our hearts. Amen.
I believe that on this side of the grave, we will never fully understand the love that God had for us. His immeasurable, wonderful, full-encompassing love that He has for each and every one, for all mankind. He gave us His best, nothing short. He gave us His all. God commended His love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, God showed His love unto us. When we were in a despicable state, when we were in our most vile moments, God showed His love toward us. That's the love that God has for us. And Jesus, when He was praying to His Heavenly Father there in John 17, He concluded that prayer by saying, I have declared unto them Thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith Thou hast loved Me may be in them, and I in them. So that great, magnificent love that God had for His Son, Jesus praying that that same love would be in us, and that Christ Himself also would be in us. That's a humbling thought. That great, great love. If we walk in the Spirit, we will experience that love. And that love will make itself manifest as we walk in the Spirit. And we will have this liberty, not to sin, but a liberty to do God's will and to allow His Spirit to work in us. And then when that love, God's love, is operating in us, then the rest of the fruit of the Spirit comes forth. And then we rejoice in that joy that we have in the Lord. That joy is full. That joy is made manifest in our lives. And as we sang, that we would have that heart that is unspotted and pure. But we live in the flesh. And when things are going relatively well, it's rather easy to show God's love. When things are calm, smooth, everything's going well, it's easy to show God's love. But it's in those difficult moments. Those difficult moments when Satan's really tempting us, we're in a difficult situation, that to show God's love is very powerful in that moment. just as it was when Christ was suffering there on from the Garden of Gethsemane and through the trial that he had and then on the crucifixion, knowing that at any moment he could have called legions of angels and stopped everything, but he didn't. In that moment, in that difficult moment for Jesus Christ, he showed us his great love. So may it be that we would show the magnificent love of Jesus Christ and of God our Father to all in all moments of our lives. And may he bless his word upon our hearts in this evening hour. Amen.